We are back, the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. We're talking about guns John wants, and I'll tell you, one of the places he goes for the guns he wants is Williams Gun Sight, who happens to be the sponsor of this segment of the show.
That's right, and they have a lot of guns, John.
Oh, wants they
there.
Do.
They do.
Probably have a lot of guns you want, too.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I know most people leave there with a smile on their face and a cardboard box full of shooting iron in it when they walk out the door, or maybe a plastic box.
All kinds of accessories, ammo, they got everything.
Holsters. I stress the need for good holsters. They have a wall of holsters there. Check them out, and they have a range so that you can practice. Those are the important things you can do at Williams Gun Sight, let alone get your new gun. But practice at home with your holster. Know how to draw from a holster. And we've been doing that with some friends, teaching them, and you got to pick out that holster that works for you. That's a great place to do it. Go to Williams, get your accessories, get your ammo on, and you'd be glad you did. They've been on the range since 1926. I'll tell you where they're at. If you don't know where Williams Gun Sight Company's at, they're on Irish Road.
Lapeer Road.
They're on Lapeer Road, but they're next to Irish Road. They're just west of Irish.
That's right.
But Irish Road's on top of my mind because I've been very frustrated. It's under construction right now.
Yeah.
So you can't get off heading east on 69 right now. You got to get off at Belsey Road if you're going east, mm-hmm. or M15 if you're going west. Mm-hmm. So be careful, you know. Plan your route to the gun shop.
You'll get there. It's worth getting there.
Or come straight down Irish Road, or come north on Irish Road, or come north on however you get there, all roads lead to Williams Gun Sight Company. My wife has realized that over the past 40 years. And you can call them at 810-653-2131, but better yet, go to Williams Gun Sight Company 7 days a week, open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. You just can't beat that. So, and thank them for sponsoring the show. So you think you're ready to go big. Well, 10 millimeter big, I don't know if you can handle that. It's a lot of gun. It's not for plinking. It's a powerful handgun when loaded properly. And there's a plethora of different ammo out there for this gun. Some are wimpy, some are hard-hitting. Some are ones you would shoot a bear with, some are ones you'd shoot a 2-liter bottle with. So there's plinking rounds, and there are practice rounds, and then there's hunting rounds. You get what you pay for. So watch what you buy, ammo-wise, for one thing. But more importantly, I want you to choose the right 10mm for you, because 10mm are hot right now. I talked to a guy in a gun shop, a friend of mine in a gun shop in Florida this week, in the past week. I've talked to one in Missouri and one in Tennessee. And all of them were talking about how 10mm are quickly out the door and snatched up very quickly. There are so many guns available in 10mm now. Even the cover of Guns and Ammo this month has the new Gerson 10mm on it.
That's the centerfold?
No, it's the cover. It made the cover.
Usually the centerfold is the cover.
Well,
does it have the pull-out thing? Does it fold out so you get a picture in the middle?
It's not that big of a gun.
Okay.
Right? But it is a high-capacity. 1911 high-capacity 10mm.
Oh, okay.
So it's impressive. It's Gerson. It's made in...
Turkey.
Thank you. I'm actually going to cook a turkey later today, but anyways, it's made in Turkey.
I'm surprised you didn't make that connection.
I was thinking, my mouth is watering thinking about the turkey. But anyways, my mouth's watering thinking about 10mm. So I'm going to start with the first 10mm I ever owned and work up from there. Now, 10mm were designed in the early 1980s by Colonel Cooper, trying to design the perfect sidearm that had a lot of knockdown power that was in a semi-automatic version of a 1911. Of course, the Colt came out with it in what was called the Delta Elite. 10mm 1911, powerful gun, beautiful gun, highly regarded as the kind of the grandfather of 10mm. Well, Glock immediately came out with the Glock Model 20. And the Glock Model 20 is a 4.6-inch barreled, 15+1 capacity semi-automatic handgun. And that was my first Glock. My first Glock and my first 10mm. It was a twofer. See, I got twofer out of that one.
Right.
And very, very good gun to start off in 10mm with. Easy to shoot. Big grip, but I was young. Didn't matter. It's a big gun in the hand, Dan. It really fills your hand up.
Yeah.
It's like grabbing like two bananas at once. It's that, you know, big bananas, and it's a handful. A lot of people don't even. They're like, no, I can't shoot this. The grip's too big. So it happens because size does matter when it comes to 10mm. Because it's a big gun. It's got to hold a lot of bullets.
Right.
So then Glock came out with another one called the Model 29, not Model 29, the Glock 29. They don't call them models. It's the Glock 29. The 29, remember the Glock's guns, Dan, just for your knowledge, I know you know this, Glock's guns are which the numerical order of when they're patented. It was the 29th patent for the Glock company, the Glock 29. It's a 10mm, but it's a little tiny thing. It only holds 10 rounds, and it's designed for
Compact everyday carry,
exactly.
Oh, yeah, EDC.
But it's a 10mm, so it's a powerful everyday carry. 3.78-inch barrel, so you're going to get a ball of flame out of this thing like you wouldn't believe. So you got to be careful what bullets you use in it. You got to practice with a gun like that because you got to know what bullets to use, what bullets to shoot, because you got such a short barrel, you don't want all that fire burning up outside the gun. You want it to get you got to use a faster-burning powder. So, and then just about, oh, I don't know, about 10 years ago, they came 10 years ago, they came out with the Glock 40, the 40th version of a Glock with a 6.2-inch barrel. I love these. I got a couple of them. They're good guns. Again, they use the same magazines, 15.1 or 15+1, and great guns. MSRP on these is about $700. And down. So these guns are between $550 and $700 is what you can get these guns for. Now, that's Glock's offerings in 10mm. You got to pick the 10mm that fits your hand. So Springfield Armory has a couple offers too. They offer a 1911. It's called the Ronin. And Springfield Armory is the Ronins are beautiful. I love them. They are... they have nothing to do with the movie Ronin, but they are a beautiful 5-inch, two-tone 1911 with eight plus one capacity magazines, and you'd be very impressed. They are beautiful guns. Love mine, and you'll love yours if you get one. Their MSRP on those is about $950, about. Now they also make one that is super refined. It's not a 1911. It's their XDM version. It's called the XDM, and they offer several variants in it, colors. The XDM is a match-grade, high-capacity competition gun. MSRP on these is about $700, maybe $750. 16+1 capacity, and they even make bigger magazines for it. I think they make 20-round magazines for it. 4.5-inch barrel. It's designed for racing. So if you want to do 10mm IPSC racing or something, this is probably perfect for it. And you'd be real happy with it. Now, Sig Sauer also makes them. Just about everybody makes 10mm. And these are all available through Williams Gunsight. So Sig Sauer makes a few different versions. They do make a 1911. It's called the TACOPS version. It is phenomenal. It's got all the bells and whistles. The TACOPS version is impressive. It's got everything. It's a fully loaded Cadillac of 10mm. And MSRP on that one's just a little bit over $1,000. They also make the P320, which is a very popular double action, polymer framed, high capacity gun. And this doggone thing is called the X10. It's set up for MOS sighting, so it's set up for your elliptical sights. 5-inch barrel, 15+1 capacity, plus they offer higher capacity. Another one of the race guns out there on the market. And MSRP on that one is about $950. And then they make the granddaddy of them all, the P220 Legion. These things are absolutely gorgeous. I got to shoot one once, and just the smoothest doggone action. The weight of the gun handles the 10 millimeter so good. If I was to be like, if I wanted to go try to kill like an elk or a bear, I would probably get a Legion, practice with it. A P220 Sig Sauer Legion in 10 millimeter is a phenomenal gun. So MSRP is about $1,450 on those. So very, very nice guns. Let's go to Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson's got a beautiful gun called the M&P. It's got a grip that is unique. It's very textured. It will not slip in your hand. You could have suntan oil all over your hands and grab this thing and shoot it, and it would hold still in your hand. Great sights, good action, good trigger. It's the 2.0 version of the model, M&P model. And they also offer, almost all of these are offered where you can get an extended threaded barrel as well, so you can put a suppressor on it. The Smith & Wesson 2.0 10 millimeter, 4.6 inch barrel, MSRP on that one's right about $600, maybe $625. The Smith & Wesson also offers the Model 610 revolver in a 10 millimeter. Very impressive. You don't see them very often. The MSRP is about $1,150. Very, very refined handgun. And I think they make one through the Performance Center as well that is just super duper. And you'd be very, very happy with that one. FN has one, a fabulous gun called the Fabrique Nationale FN Model 510. This one is one of the most highly sought after 10 millimeters right now on the market, 4.7 inch barrel. This thing comes with 10 round mags, 15 round mags, or 22 round magazines. Phenomenal gun. MSRP is right about a grand, and you'd be proud to get it. You got the TSAS Night Stalker. I've talked about that a lot. And Gerson, of course. Get a Guns and Ammo magazine. Check out the cover and probably look for the centerfold.
What you want doesn't really matter, though, John. These are guns you want.
Yeah,
what the listener wants is these are guns John. It's GJW.
All right. Guns John wants. All right. So it is what it is. They're 10 millimeters. They're great guns.
He wants 10
Check
millimeters.
Them out. Go get a 10 millimeter, for God's sakes. Life is short. Live it. Live it. Get out and shoot it, too.
Thanks for listening to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. Have a great Saturday, everybody.